Austrian stocks in English.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Piping Up, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 48 was a good one for ATXDR, which climbed 1.94% to 7,353 points. Best performer was AT&S. We had a roadshow in Warsaw with Andritz, AT&S, OMV, Meyer Mellenhof, RBI, Palfinger, Porsche, Strabag, Semperit, Telekom, Voestalpine and Unica. 12 ATX Prime companies presented themselves to more than 20 Polish institutional investors on November the 30th. Property and retail giant Signa, listed only with bonds on the Vienna Stock Exchange, declared insolvency on Wednesday after last-ditch attempts to secure fresh funding failed. News came from Vienna Insurance Group, Valneva, Frequentis, Varimbex, Wolfgang, CA Immo, Immofinanz, VIG, S Immo, and Andritz. Spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Awesome. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 48. Monday, Vienna Insurance Group. Vienna Insurance Group lets its shareholders continuously participate in its success since its initial listing on the Vienna Stock Exchange in 1994. With regard to dividend continuity and predictability, VIG aims to pay in the future a dividend per share that is at least equal to that of the previous year and increases continuously depending on the operating earnings situation. In order to reflect the resilience of the business model also in the dividend, the management board of VIG for the first time sets the minimum dividend at the respective previous year's level, based on the group's capital strength. The dividend per share for the 2023 financial year will therefore amount to at least €1.30 in accordance with the dividend policy adopted today. The final dividend proposal will be communicated by the management board with the preliminary results for 2023. The dividend policy so far was linked to group net profits and provided for a distribution in the range of 30-50%. VIG, weekly performance, -0.19%. Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, announced that the European Medicines Agency, EMA, has performed a technical validation of the marketing authorization application, MAA, for Valneva's single shot chikungunya vaccine candidate VLA 1553 and has determined that all essential regulatory elements required for scientific assessment were included in the application. The MAA was granted accelerated assessment last month by EMA's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, CHMP, based on the vaccine candidate's major interest for public health and therapeutic innovation. Valneva, weekly performance, -0.27%. Tuesday, Frequentis. From now on, drone garages will be distributed along the Upsrail network to provide valuable support. As the first infrastructure company in Europe, OB Infrastructure AG has obtained the authorization to use drones that can be operated also without direct visual contact with the pilots. In close cooperation with Frequentis and supported by Austrocontrol, this innovative project was realized. Instead of sending employees on foot into hazardous, impassable terrain or snow-covered slopes, drones will be sent off from a nearby drone garage. They will fly the defined route and send real-time images showing the line's condition, meaning necessary decisions regarding the next steps can be made immediately. Depending on the case, the use of drones will result in a huge amount of time saved, therefore minimizing line closures. Passengers and railway companies can adapt more quickly to the new situation thanks to this rapid development of information. Hangar-based drone flights are the technological answer to the strongly growing drone ecosystem. Frequentis has developed a highly automated solution that can be fully integrated into control centers and working positions of big infrastructure companies, as well as being easy to use for our clients' employees, says Norbert Haslacher, CEO Frequentis. Frequentis, weekly performance, -0.35%. Wednesday, Wearimpex. Real estate company Wearimpex Group succeeded in generating a clearly positive result amidst the still challenging market conditions in the first three quarters of the year. Operating business remained strong, With a 16% increase in revenue and a 5% improvement in EBITDA, after depreciation, amortization, and property valuations, this resulted in a profit for the period of 3.2 million euros, down from 13.6 million euros in the prior year period. The focus of recent business activities has been on the successful adoption of a new zoning plan for office and commercial property developments in Darmstadt, as well as the completion of Majilska 35 office in Krakow after the reporting date. Our long-standing strategy allows us to retain the necessary flexibility and the long-term stability even amidst challenging market conditions, to excel at getting real estate projects off the ground and successfully implementing them, commented Wirimpex CEO Franz Jurkowicz. As a result, we are able to present another clearly positive result for the first three quarters of 2023. Wirimpex, weekly performance, -2.78%. SMO, in the first three quarters of 2023, total revenues of real estate company SMO increased from 185.1 million euros in the same period of the previous year to 242.5 million euros. This increase is mainly due to acquisitions of leased properties in C. Rental income amounted to 142.8 million euros, Q3 2022 112.7 million euros. Revenues from operating costs also increased to 49.9 million euros, Q3 2022 34.0 million euros due to acquisitions and current inflation trends. SMO's operational performance was outstanding, while market-related property revaluations of euros -88.2 million led to a net result for the period of euros -19.6 million, says Radka Doring, member of the management board. We strongly believe in our current strategy, with the acquisitions executed in recent quarters already making a decisive contribution to earnings. As of September 30, 2023, SMO Group's total assets amounted to 3,824 euros m, December 31, 2022, 3,774 euros and 40 cents m. SMO, weekly performance, 1.74%. OMV, oil, gas and chemical group OMV announced the signing of a long-term sale and purchase agreement, SPA, with U.S.-based company Cheniere Energy, Incorporated, covering the supply of up to 850,000 tons per annum of liquefied natural gas LNG, beginning in late 2029. Under the terms of the agreement, Cheniere will provide OMV up to 12 cargoes per year of LNG, which will be received and regasified through the Gate LNG terminal in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, where OMV holds long-term regasification capacities. The contractual price for LNG is linked to the TTF index. Borislav Gazo, executive vice president for OMV Energy Business, said, OMV has made another significant step in diversifying and safeguarding alternative non-Russian gas supply sources for its customers in the long term. OMV, weekly performance, -2.06%. FACC, as of January 1, 2024, Martina Hamidinger will be responsible for human resources at aerospace supplier FACC AG. She will take over from Georg Horchek, who will take his well-deserved retirement at the end of the year, but will continue to support the company as an advisor until March 2024. Born in Upper Austria, she has held various HR positions at FACC since 2011, most recently as senior HR business partner. FACC, weekly performance, -2.55%. Thursday, Wolftank. Wolftank Group, specializing in energy and environmental technologies, has obtained a major contract from Serum Veolia to design and build a hydrogen refueling infrastructure for a railway company near Lake Iseo in northern Italy, on a total tender base of 19.5 million euros. This significant order assigned by Serum Veolia marks another milestone in Wolftank Group's growing portfolio in public transport refueling. Wolftank Odessa, weekly performance, 0.00%. IMA Finance Group recorded strong growth in both rental income and operating results in the first three quarters of 2023 due to acquisitions, the full consolidation of SMO and successful asset management. Rental income rose by 79.4% year-on-year to 389.2 million euros, the results of asset management, at 323.7 million euros, were even 92.2% higher than in the previous year. The results of operations increased to 209.1 million euros and sustainable FFO1 from the standing investment business more than doubled to 214.4 million euros. The results show that we are in a resilient position and are operating successfully with our strategy. Despite the challenging market environment, we performed strongly with acquisitions, the full consolidation of SMO and our asset management, and recorded significant growth in all operating key figures. We also continue to improve our financial basis, which puts us in a solid position for the future, says Radka Doring, member of the IMA Finance Executive Board. IMA Finance, weekly performance, 0.53%. CAMO, the real estate company specializing in high-quality office space, can report a good operating performance for the first three quarters of 2023. The results show, among other things, a significant increase in rental income, plus 9%, and high income from the sale of non-strategic properties. Sales result of 158 million euros, FFO2 plus 88%, which led to an increase in the operating result, EBITDA, of 129% compared to the previous year's figure. In total, CAMO generated a consolidated net profit of 61.1 million euros, which was around 77% below the previous year's figure, primarily due to the non-cash effective, market-related negative result from revaluation, high liquidity, a solid equity ratio of 47.9%, and a balanced maturity profile of long-term liabilities ensure stability even in this uncertain market situation and increase the scope for active portfolio management. CAMO, weekly performance, 3.39%. VIG, Vienna Insurance Group, VIG generated a total premium volume of 10,619 euros million over the first three quarters. This equates to an 11.4% increase year on year. A significant increase in premiums was achieved in all segments. The group's solvency ratio at the end of the third quarter of 2023 was 303.8%, including transitional measures, and thus increased further compared to 282% in the first half of 2023. VIG is confident that the group will achieve profit before taxes at the upper end of the €700-750 million range for 2023 as a whole. VIG, weekly performance, minus 0.19%. Friday SMO, real estate company SMO AG concluded the disposal of the Eurocenter office building in Zagreb, Croatia. In addition to offices, the Eurocenter also includes a bank branch and a cafe and has a gross lettable area of around 9,000 meters to the power of two. The transaction of the centrally located and well-communicated mixed-use office building with an asset value of 26.5 million euros to buyer Atlantic Group ADD was carried out by way of a share deal. SMO, weekly performance, 1.74%. Andritz, France's first industrial plant for automated sorting and recycling of textile waste, was officially inaugurated at Nouvelle Fibers Textiles, Amplepuis, on November 30, 2023. The plant is the result of an ambitious partnership between textile recycling company Nouvelle Fibers Textiles, waste sorting specialist Pelenkisti, and international technology group Andritz, a specialist in textile recycling machinery and processes. This partnership is a clear contribution to tackling the challenge of textile waste in the EU. The EU strategy for sustainable and circular textiles aims to ensure that by 2030 textile products are made to a great extent of recycled fibers and incineration and landfilling of textiles are minimized, capable of automatically sorting garments by composition and color. The new line meets the needs of both post-consumer and post-industrial waste markets. The line also removes hard parts such as buttons and zippers to prepare the material for further processing in an Andritz tearing machine. Andritz, weekly performance, 1.99%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is
Presenters by the whole thing on.